Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Ask for help more. And I know this is the most juvenile said it before, everybody says this, you know, hey, make sure you ask for help. But boy, in execution, it's tough sometimes. So I'm just not a guy that thinks to ask for help. And it's not because I've got some ego or allergicness around asking for help. It doesn't bother me a bit asking for help. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And we're actually back from probably the best mastermind that we have ever been to in our life. Like, the timing of it was perfect. The energy exchange, the idea exchange was perfect. It was everything, I don't want to speak for you, but it was everything that I needed in those 3 days.
Let me just tell you, it was like one of those moments in life where it was like, number one, how the heck did I get in here? And how the heck do I make sure I never squander this opportunity? Because you know those things that you see online that you're like, God, if I could only be a fly on the wall, like I wouldn't even need to be a participant. I've seen it. He's done it for about 4 years now. So I've seen it for a few years. And every year, Chris, I'm always like, oh, God, this looks amazing. Or, oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear some takeaways from this event. And it was just one of the most impactful masterminds that I honestly do not even think I would have been ready for a few years ago. I think I would have just gotten way too in my head, and we're going to share so many lessons out of it.
Yeah. Well, he being Brendan Bouchard, he brought together 35 of us to brainstorm for 3 days and support each other for 3 days and add value to each other for 3 days. And, you know, is everyone that we look up to, right? Is what Jay Shetty and Ed Milette and Jenna Kutcher and Mel Robbins and like just the most incredible human beings that you could ever be around. And I guess my first takeaway from being in a room like that is, you always have something to offer. Even if you feel like you're the newbies to the room, even if you feel like, wow, these people have accomplished so much, you know, what do I have to offer? You always have something to offer. Life experience, a piece of advice, a different perspective. And so you can't get in your head going into rooms, and you certainly can't stop yourself from getting into opportunities like those mm-hmm. rooms mm-hmm. when they present themselves, just because you're afraid that you won't have something to offer.
Yeah, that actually is going to lead into one of my first big takeaways, because maybe people are listening to this and you've decided to take an opportunity like that. Maybe you've decided to go to a mastermind. Maybe you've decided to go to a big event this year. The main thing is go in the room knowing that you have value, because you're going to get in your head. It's going to happen, right? You're going to get in your head a few times. And if you can just remember, oh, that's a totally normal human feeling. Like, people who I would have no idea, like, they should have all the confidence in the world, still felt that way sometimes. Like, oh my gosh, what do I have to offer to these people? And the thing is that even your presence and even asking questions and even being interested is valuable. And, you know, you've had different life experiences, maybe with your family or maybe within your business, that other people have not had. Not to mention, maybe you had some serious challenges or failures that you've learned major things from that they have not, that are really important to bring to the table. One of the things that I noticed in the room for me was I really need to lean into that more, because I did not speak up very much at all. And while there was definitely a part of me that for the first year, I really did want to be more of a listener and observer, I kept thinking, these people have more important things to say, so I'm going to let them say it. And I don't necessarily regret that, because I really do think that it left them space to get really incredible advice. But I want to dig into that. So that's what I'm kind of working on now, is like, why did I do that? Or, oh, Chris, this was it. Want to hear my major takeaway?
Because I
just processed it right now. I don't regret how I showed up, not speaking up as much within the group. I definitely, trust me, on breaks, dinners, all the things, I talked to everybody. I talked my face off, but it was during the actual roundtable events where people were giving, you know, their input and things like that. I have taken away that I want to spend the next year becoming someone, studying certain things, going a little bit deeper, because I'm very efficient, but I'm not necessarily effective. That was something that we talked about there. I operate in efficiency. I don't always go deep. And that was a really big takeaway for me, that I need to get some things off of my plate in order to go deeper, so that I can feel very solid within my business, even more so that I'm not giving my power away to the people who understand, you know, deeply all of the funnels and the emails and, you know, social media even deeper. And these are the things that I want to learn even more about, so that I feel like I can add even more value in a room like that, and that I feel like I'm not powerless within my business in certain ways.
Take that a step further, because this is a great concept. You said you don't want to be efficient. You want to be what?
Effective. Deeply effective. Yeah.
Effective over efficient. Mm-hmm. Efficient means you're doing everything just kind of good, right? And you're taking the shortcuts. And I don't mean shortcut in a derogatory way. I mean, like, God, we're so backed up. Everything's so busy. I'm not going to learn this funnel. I'm just going to hire somebody to do this funnel. Or, yeah. Oh gosh, I'm not going to learn this licensing. I'm just going to hire an agency to do the licensing, right? Mm-hmm. So what's the downfall? Because some people would argue efficiency is what we're aiming for, because there's always so many fires to put out. What's the downfall of choosing efficient over effective?
You know, I think that you can choose efficiency if you've already nailed effective. And so then once you know what's going on within your business, and you're not just like, this funnel's not working. Why is it not working? Maybe we hire a new team. Maybe not. Maybe you actually get to go in there and look at it. And maybe it was a disconnect with your audience, because you know the audience. Yeah. But your tech people don't. And maybe you didn't need a whole new team, which now takes 3 to 6 months to get that new team up and running. And you've lost money and you've lost time, where instead it could have gone in. And if you understood it, you could have done a few tweaks.
Guided them better.
And I see things like this that we've done in the past in our business that I hope you guys can kind of listen to this and learn from, because there's so many times where we have gone for efficiency, mm-hmm. because you and I love to do a lot of things, and yep. we also love to go quick.
Yep.
And while I think that was a really important part of our journey, because there are times where you need to do that. Like, there are times where you just need to be in kind of survival mode and like getting out there. And now that we have, you know, some programs up and some direction that we want to really make sure that we're clear on, that's when you can kind of start looking at different operating systems.
Effective over efficient. I love that, because there is a time for both.
Yeah.
Right. You can't say from now on, I'm only going to be effective and I'm going to know everything. And you can't say forever, I'm just going to be efficient and I'm always going to take the shortest, fastest route.
Yeah.
So I think that was a really good reminder to become more proficient.
Mm.
Right. At least be dangerous enough to tell if somebody is doing it wrong or screwing you or something like that.
Yeah.
That's smart.
Hey, y'all. If you didn't know, Earn Your Happy is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. This is so exciting to me because I have been looking for a really good home for the show for, I can't even tell you, years, literally. And now I've finally been able to come together and collaborate with other people who have incredible shows, and I want to share them with you. One of the shows is Motivation with Brendon Burchard. And you guys, if you don't know about the beginning of my career, I literally started with Brendon Burchard's work. It's how I launched one of my very first online courses and membership sites, was because he gives so much advice that you can integrate and implement immediately. And that's what you're going to get on the show. Not just motivation, but you're going to learn exactly how to get your stuff out in the world. And not just that, but Brendon runs in the most incredible group of humans who are really doing the thing out in the world that you want to be doing. So go check it out. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendon Burchard. I promise you, this is going to be one of those shows that no matter when you tune in, you're going to get value. Like, it's not one of those that you're like, God, I listened for 30 minutes and I didn't get what I wanted. Like, from the beginning, you're going to get something that changes your life or changes your business. So go check it out. Motivation with Brendon Burchard. I know you're going to love it. I'm obsessed.
Here's one of my big takeaways. Ask for help more. And I know this is the most juvenile, said it before, everybody says this, you know, hey, make sure you ask for help. But boy, in execution, it's tough sometimes. So I'm just not a guy that thinks to ask for help. And it's not because I've got some ego or allergicness around asking for help. It doesn't bother me a bit asking for help. I think I feel like I'm bugging other people. So I'll just figure it out myself.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I don't want to bug them. I'm just going to figure it out myself. Even though people offer. And, you know, one of the big reminders in that room when people are like, ask me for help, you know, you're building an app. I've already built one. Ask me for help. You're raising money. I've already raised it. Ask me for help. You're doing this. I've already done it. Ask me for help. And they were so passionate when they said, ask me for help. And I could tell that they would almost be offended if I didn't ask them for help at this point. And there becomes this point, and this is kind of a mic drop, where when you withhold asking for help from people that have value to add to you, you're actually stopping them from getting the joy and the satisfaction from being able to help you, right? You're robbing them of the value that they wake up wanting to add in the world when you don't ask them for help. So it's just a great reminder that you're not bugging people. You're actually adding value to their lives when you let them share their expertise.
Yeah. I mean, there is endless things that I am continuing to unpack. I actually think it's going to take me, well, it will, going through my book and everything we learned, it's going to take me the next month to really look at where I'm going to start, what I'm going to integrate, what is for now and what is for later. And I think that's another big thing in businesses when you're in rooms like this, is really being able to discern what is for now, which is part of that being effective, what is for now and what is for later, because it's very easy to go, oh my God,
we haven't
been doing it the way the people who are super successful, like giant levels of success, are doing it. We got to do it all now. No, that will not work. Like, you can't burn your whole business down at once. You can, however, focus on what the greatest need is. So really looking at, if I focused in one spot, what is the biggest needle mover that, in which, if we focused on it, would support all of these other things first? And it's a patience game, isn't it, with your business? Because as soon as you fix one thing and you move to the other, that one thing probably needs to be revisited again, because damn technology, I sound like an old person, is like moving so quickly. But that's why we need these tune-ups. And to go into these things, into these weekends, into these events, into learning with a really open mind of it, with grace as well. Just like, I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to learn one thing at a time. And all of a sudden, 10 years from from now, you're going to wake up and go, I understand it. And I've got this business that's doing awesome.
Well, to that point, we saw demonstrated in that room. So in this room are the best authors in the world, the best speakers in the world, the best thought leaders in the world, multimillionaires and billionaires, right? And so you'd think that people have everything all together. But to your point, the minute you figure something else, something out, you turn to figure out the next thing, and then that thing starts slipping. Everybody has something slipping.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in that room had a really big area of struggle or a really big ask, no matter where they are on the pedestal that you put them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important reminder to everybody listening that if you feel like, dang it, you hold something with your left hand and the right hand is slipping, and so you get a grasp with your right hand and the left hand is slipping, that is par for the course. Mm-hmm. It'll never be different than that.
Yeah.
So you don't stop trying to get a grip on everything. You don't stop trying to become more efficient, even though you just said effectiveness over efficient. You don't stop trying to get better at every single thing and plug all the leaks, plug all the gaps. You can't hold the expectation that everything is going to be on point, because nobody has everything on point.
Yeah, I think the main thing is never underestimating, for anybody listening, never underestimating the power of your peer group and the people who are at your level, mm-hmm. and your accessible mentors. Because if you're looking at this like, well, oh my gosh, you know, they all use each other to get their stuff out and they all use each other for help. Yes, but honestly, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even been ready for that info or for the level where they're at, because you can't just take that giant of a leap right. all at once in your business. It starts small. You're growing your audience. You're setting up your own peer groups. You're finding your own accessible mentors. So never underestimate the power of creating this at the level that you're at, or just one level above where you're at. So don't get overwhelmed. All of a sudden, one day you're going to wake up where Chris and I are going, how the heck did we even get here? And that's how we've built really small, one step at a time, just like really focusing on building our own peer groups, building our own masterminds, kind of keeping our heads down. And then all of a sudden we looked up and we had built something.
Lori, I've got proof of that. 7 years ago. So several of the people in this room, Jenna Kutcher, and I'm having a mind blank all of a sudden. I just had it in my head. Jasmine. They were our peer group 7 years ago when we all were in our very first mastermind together that Lewis pulled together. Right? So the point you're making is stop wishing you were in a different group mm-hmm. that might be a few years down the road, and start respecting your current peer group, because a few years is going to go by and that's the peer group that everyone's going to be wishing that they were in.
Yep.
So absolutely. Collaborate now. Collaborate now with your peers.
Totally. All right. Well, you guys, we're so grateful for you. I'm sure we're going to be talking about this for a while. So
as we have breakthroughs,
tune into our He Said, She Said for, I don't know, maybe the next year.
Forever.
It's going to be
never miss one.
Never miss one.
Love and appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening.
Mwah. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group.
Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.